T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. This ain't a wave
or a phase, cause all that... Wild basketball game last night featured a Big East school and a Big 12 school, conjured up some old Memphis memories. I'm going to explain that in the next segment. Then Jeff Calkins, he's going to join me at 5 o'clock. But first, my next guest is in his fourth season as the head football coach at the University of Memphis. He's about to coach in his third straight AAC championship game, but this time, for the first time, he's going to have the home team. Kick is scheduled for 2:30 on Saturday inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. The opponent is 20th-ranked Cincinnati. Tickets are available at GoTigersGo.com. When the Tigers take the field, they're going to be 11-1, ranked 17th in the country, and just a win away from the Cotton Bowl. The man responsible for all of this, of course, is Mike Norvell. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
All right, Mike, first things first. Were you as mad about not winning the AAC Coach of the Year Award as much as I was mad about you not winning the AAC Coach of the Year Award? Because I was enraged. They robbed you, Mike. They robbed you yesterday.
Well, I tell you, you know, those are one of those things I always tell our players. I mean, you control the things that you can control. And, you know, you sit there and when all conference recognition comes out, you know, I think our guys played at an unbelievable level this year, you know, really, you know, have some talented playmakers, you know, on both sides of the ball. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, some guys got recognized and others, you know, probably not as high as what I thought they would be, but you know, we've got to go out there and we've got to continue to prove it every single day that we get an opportunity to step on that field. And, you know, I'm really proud of this team and how they have responded to all situations. And, you know, we're excited that we get a chance to play in the championship game this week. And, you know, once again, another nationally broadcast audience. We'll see what this Tiger team's all about.
I knew you'd be more diplomatic than I was and more reasonable than I was. But in all seriousness, you're sitting right now with one fewer trophy than you ought to have. Let's get to the championship game. As everybody knows, it is this weekend inside the Liberty Bowl. The opponent is Cincinnati, the same team you played last weekend. Now, when people ask me what I think about it, I basically say, listen, Memphis is the better team. Memphis just beat Cincinnati by 10 last weekend, so I assume Memphis will do it again. And I know you don't think that way, but is it important to keep your players from thinking that way, from assuming what just happened will happen again? And if so, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, each game is, you know, has to be its own separate focus. And you know, you go back and watch the game last week. I mean, there were some good things that we did, and things that you know, I was extremely disappointed in. And you know, if you change a handful of plays one way or the other, the outcome could have been very different. And then our guys, they understand and respect the talent of the team we just played. You know, it's so very unique to play a team in back-to-back weeks. But you know, really, the thing and the message that we've had all year long, you know, really still holds true. It's not so much about our opponent; it's about ourselves. And if we can stay focused on continuing to prove as a program, every individual going out there and being the best version of himself, then you know, I've got a lot of confidence in this team and what we can accomplish. But you know, on the flip side of it, you know, that has to be the main emphasis of what we're trying to do. And we know that Cincinnati, and this is a team that's won 21 games in the last 2 years. They are a top 20 team in the country. They're very capable of beating us if we do not play you know, one of our best games. And so we've got to go out there and get it done. And I know our guys are excited about the opportunity.
I'm talking to Mike Norvell. He's the head football coach at the University of Memphis. He will be coaching in the AAC championship game at the Liberty Bowl this Saturday. Kick scheduled for 2:30. It's a matchup between two top 20 teams. Tickets are available at GoTigersGo.com. There's an argument among some in the media that we should scrap conference championship games and use this weekend as the first weekend of an 18 college football playoff. Now, that sounds awesome to me. I'd make that trade if I could. But while making the argument, some people, they go so far as to say, conference championship games are meaningless, that nobody cares about them. I don't personally agree with that part. I'm assuming you don't either, because I know you want to win this game badly. I know you think this means something. So I guess my question is this. What would winning a conference championship on Saturday mean to you personally?
I mean, it'd mean everything. This is something that you aspire every year to go out there and to compete for a championship with your team. And, you know, really proud of the things that our guys have done throughout this year. It was the toughest West Division we've been a part of since I've been here. And for us to be able to go undefeated through the West Division opponents, to find a way to represent and win the West, we knew it set up this opportunity. And it added another game for our seniors, another opportunity for our program to go out there and compete. And, you know, now it's for all the marbles. And this is something that our guys are excited about. You know, it's going to be the fourth national broadcast ABC game that we've hosted at the Liberty Bowl. That is number one in the country, you know, among all colleges, you know, that have the opportunity. And you sit there, that's a great showcase for our city. It's a great showcase for our players. And, you know that if you win this game, you're going to get to hoist the trophy and call yourselves American Conference champions. And that's something that our guys, you know, we all aspire to do. And especially with some of the adversity we've faced throughout this year, it would be pretty special.
We talked earlier about the All-Conference Awards. Brady White was not named first team All-AAC yesterday, but he could have been, and perhaps he should have been. He's had a tremendous season, and I fully acknowledge I'm one of the people who was skeptical he'd be able to do what he's done. Undeniably, I was wrong. He's been great. He's the quarterback of an 11-win team that could finish the season with 13 victories. It's incredible. Now, to your credit, Brady was always your guy. You always believed in him, even when things weren't going perfectly. So how satisfying has it been for you to watch him flourish? Because early in the season, especially early in the season, he did take some criticism, even from diehard Memphis fans, and that had to be at least a little uncomfortable for him.
Well, you know, I'm always about the development of the student athlete, and to see a guy go out and play to his potential and continue to get better each and every week, to see their response whenever things don't go well, that's what really drives the heart of a coach. And you know, I've known Brady for a long time. I believed in the potential that he has, the talent that he has, and you know, he's been able to show it you know, over these last couple of years, and he's gotten better. And you know, there's been times where you know, his back's kind of been up against the wall and he's had to respond. And you know, the thing that I think you've seen him mature as a quarterback, it's really led our team to mature as an entire program and organization. You know, he is a great leader, and he's played at a high level. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. You know, there are a lot of organizations and you know, the awards list agree with me on that. And you know, he's gonna continue to lead this team at a high level because of how he prepares and how he works throughout the week, and just really proud of how he's responded, you know, in all those situations.
I'm talking to Mike Norvell. He's the head coach at the University of Memphis. He will be coaching in the American Athletic Conference Championship game Saturday, 2:30, inside the Liberty Bowl. The opponent is Cincinnati. Both teams ranked in the top 20. Tickets are available. GoTigersGo.com. Now, I'm not going to ask you about your future or what your plans are for Sunday or where you're going to be coaching next season, because there's no perfect way for you to answer those questions. You'll tell me you love Memphis, which I believe. You'll tell me you're focused on the game, which I also believe, and we won't really get the headline so many people would like to get. So let's just skip all that. But I do want to ask you about this week, specifically how it's been for you, because I've had to make career decisions before, but nobody cares when it's me, except for maybe my parents, my kids, my wife. So I can't really imagine what it's like to be you right now. You have an entire city interested in where you're going to be working a week from now. People care deeply. So can you explain what that's like to have a city and at least two fan bases from different schools thinking and talking and predicting what's next professionally for you? What's that been like?
You know, I'm no different than any player. And, you know, we talk all the time about, you know, staying focused on the job at hand and what's right here in front of us. And I know there's a lot of noise and a lot of people that are talking, you know, about things that are decisions that need to be made or things all of that nature. And really for me, it's all about focused on this team and this moment. We've worked so hard to get to this point. And, you know, if those things are to come in the future and decisions have to be made, then they'll be made in our program. appropriate time. But, you know, I love this team. I love this city. I love this program and what we've been able to do to get to this point. And that's where our focus is. And the only thing that I'd say is kind of frustrated me at times is that I've had to answer this question. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of focus, I know at least in the media, about that. Maybe even more than the game at times. And, you know, that's what needs to be celebrated this week is that we are hosting our first American Conference Championship game. We've got an unbelievable group of young men and a coaching staff that has poured everything that we have into getting to this point. And it's going to take all hands on deck. We've got to go out there and we've got to play at a high level. We got to maintain our focus on doing the things necessary to be our personal best. And if we could do that, it can be one of the most, you know, special moments in our program's history. And that's something that, you know, I know everybody within the program has really aspired to do throughout this week. And, you know, there's always been noise, and that's always going to be a part of the profession. That's always going to be a part of the game, especially when you have success. You know, our guys, they know. I mean, we're open. We talk about it. And, you know, our focus is on the job that's at hand this week. And we need all of Memphis to show up and come be a part of it with us. I mean, this is a special day. You know, we talked about, you know, the last two American Conference Championship games we played in, and we've had to go on the road. Well, we brought this one to Memphis, and we need Memphis to show up. We need to have a great crowd, and you know, I'm just excited to be a part of this game.
One more thing, and then we'll get back to the AAC championship game. You mentioned you've talked to your players about the noise. They're humans. They hear it same way we hear it. They're on the internet. They read things. Do they bring it to you? Do you take it to them? I know different coaches handle these types of situations differently with their players. If you can, please explain, how do you handle it with your players? How do you handle it in your locker room?
Well, I mean, I think every year you've had to have the conversation. I mean, I think it was, you know, even my second year on the job, there was speculation, there were rumors, there were things that, you know, some true, some untrue, you know, not true. And, you know, you got to talk to your guys and let them know and really show them more than anything else. Cause anybody can give a speech, but can you go out to work every single day and truly be your personal best and show the things that are important to you, not get distracted by things that you can't control. And so, That is our message, and our guys, they understand that, they respect it, and you know, at the end of the day, I mean, that's what we're all doing here together.
Wrapping up here with Mike Norvell. He's the head coach at the University of Memphis. Memphis-Cincinnati AAC championship game inside the Liberty Bowl, 2:30 Saturday. Kickoff is scheduled for that time. Tickets are available. GoTigersGo.com. Before I let you go, I want to circle back to the AAC championship game. It's a matchup, like I've said, of two top 20 teams. If you win, it will be the first outright conference title since 1969. A lot of fans are going to be there. But the truth is that you play in a very big stadium, and $10 tickets are not available this time. So there's at least a chance that the Liberty Bowl won't be full. I never tell people how to spend their time or money. I know you don't either. But if we could put that to the side, what would it mean to you and your players to run onto that field Saturday and see a crowd that looks a lot like the way the SMU crowd looked?
It'd mean everything. It's an incredible. That's what people don't understand, especially people from the outside. They don't understand the importance of this program to this city, and you know, and vice versa. The support that we get from Memphis is so very special. What we get to represent each and every week. You know, I think we're on our eighth or ninth straight week of being in the top 25, and you know, every time that Memphis logo pops up, man, I take a great deal of pride in it. That nationally, we're being recognized and helping promote and build this community. And so to run out on that field and see it, you know, to see a sea of blue like it was at the SMU game, I'll never forget that. And we need that same type of atmosphere. We need that excitement, you know, that push, you know, for our players just to see how important it is and what we represent. I can promise you we're going to compete to the very end, whether there's some, you know, 10 people in the crowd or 50 people. But at the end of the day, when we get to do it together, that's what makes it special. And this community is such a great one to be a part of. And it's, I hope everybody gets to enjoy this team and what this group has done. And we're working to get an American Conference Championship.
That is Mike Norvell, head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. He's going to be coaching on Saturday for the first outright conference championship for Memphis football since 1969. Kick scheduled for 2:30. The opponent is Cincinnati. Tickets are available at GoTigersGo.com. Listen, Mike, I just want to say before I let you go, I'm not sure what the future holds, but no matter what the future holds, I want to thank you. As someone who was born here, raised here, who graduated from that school, I want to thank you for what you've done for that program, for being so great at your job that we got to watch a nationally ranked football team week after week this season. We got College Game Day on Beale Street ABC came here four times this season to broadcast games. We're going to watch a conference championship game inside the Liberty Bowl this weekend. That's all amazing stuff, literally unprecedented stuff. I know you won't take full credit for all of that, but you are the biggest reason, by far, all of that happened. So I'm not sure I'm authorized to speak on behalf of Memphians, but if I were, I'd say, I hope you realize how much what you've accomplished means to the city. It's been a blast watching you build to this point, and I look forward to watching you accomplish another big thing on Saturday.
We're definitely excited about the opportunity, and like I said, I love this place. I love this city. I can't wait to see everybody out there come Saturday afternoon. Let's try to go get something done that'll be special and be remembered for a long, long time. And it is definitely something that our football team's looking forward to it, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Mike, I appreciate your time. I'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Gary. Go Tigers.
That is Mike Norvell, head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers, playing in the American Athletic Conference Championship game this weekend inside the Liberty Bowl. Kickoff scheduled Saturday at 2:30. And, yes, you can watch it on ABC. The Tigers are on ABC for the third time in a five-game span. But you heard him, and I asked that question with obvious intentions. I wanted to give him an opportunity to explain to Memphis fans just how much it means to make the Liberty Bowl look a certain way on Saturday afternoon. Yes, for television purposes, that matters. You want people tuning in to Memphis because you're going to have some people who probably haven't watched Memphis much this season. Watching Memphis this weekend, A, because there's not as many games on, and B, because the guy coaching the Tigers is probably about to have one of the 10 or 15 best jobs in college football. And you want the Liberty Bowl to look great on television. It's hugely important. But it's also important for Mike, and it's also important for them players. You know, when you run out and you see empty seats, it can be disappointing. Now, as Mike said, they're going to play the way they play, as hard as they can play, whether there's 50 people there or 50,000 people there. But they'd clearly prefer it to be 50,000. So, like I've said, I don't tell people how to spend their time or their money. But I will say this. If you or a Memphis fan, and I would have told you 4 months ago, listen, the Tigers are going to be in the AAC championship game again, but they're going to this time be the host team, so that game's going to originate at the Liberty Bowl, and if they win it, they're going to get an opportunity to go to the Cotton Bowl. You'd have been so excited about that, you just promised me on that day, I'm going to be there. So we're here, and if you can be there, I think it's going to be an awesome place to be. If you're tied up with other things, I understand as much as anybody. I'm often tied up with other things. If the money's just not right heading into Christmas, I get it. Like I told Mike, he knows $10 tickets are not available for this one. But if you're a Memphis fan and you've always dreamed of watching your favorite team or your alma mater, always dreamed of watching them play in something like this, which was unimaginable not too long ago, well, it's finally here. Saturday's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Grizzlies lost another game last night, but there was at least one bright spot and a second-half adjustment Taylor Jenkins made. We're going to get into that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.